All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, it is that time of the week, folks. My weekly picks here in the world of the National Football League. We're almost at the final gate, folks, as this is week number 16 in the NFL season. Week 15 saw me have an up and down performance. Got things started on the right track here in week number 16. I picked the Houston Texans to go on the road and win by three this afternoon against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which they did. And I also picked the New England Patriots by a touchdown at home over the Buffalo Bills. And that win gave the Patriots their 11th straight AFC East title. I did pick the 49ers tonight over the Rams at home. That game is still in progress. And as we speak, it's the Rams that have the early lead. But with that said, how will the contest fare tomorrow as well as the Monday night affair? And with that said, here are my picks for week number 16 in the NFL season. Now, you're going to have the 5-9 Jacksonville Jaguars traveling to take on the 5-9 Atlanta Falcons. And both of these teams are looking to finish the year on a positive note. The Falcons have been playing better of late under head coach Dan Quinn, who more than likely is on his way out of the door. And for Jacksonville, they just moved on from their executive VP of football operations in one Tom Coughlin. So you want to see how this team is going to respond to this. Matt Ryan, the quarterback, can still get the job done. He helped this team rally to an upset win last week on the road versus the San Francisco 49ers. I think they keep that momentum going at home tomorrow. Thus, I'm going to take Atlanta by the score of 31-20. Now, an AFC North showdown as the 6-8 Cleveland Browns are set to host the 12-2 Baltimore Ravens. The last time that these two teams met, it was Cleveland that ran rampant over this Baltimore Ravens defense. And the funny thing about it, that was actually the last time that the Ravens lost a football game. This defense has been flying around the football, but more importantly, we have yet to see a defense that has been able to slow down the talent and athleticism of one Lamar Jackson at quarterback. Cleveland has had their issues all season long. The Ravens right now are playing like a team that feels like they can not only get to the Super Bowl, but they can win it. And I don't see Cleveland having much of a chance tomorrow. Thus, I'm going to take Baltimore on the road by the score of 37-20. Now, down in Nashville, you're going to have the 8-6 Tennessee Titans hosting the 11-3 New Orleans Saints. And for Tennessee, their playoff hopes took a huge gash last week as they suffered a tough loss at home to the Houston Texans. We know of the injuries right now to running back Derrick Henry, and he is the heart and soul of this Titans offense. The Titans can hold their own defensively, but you know what? At some point, the dike is going to break, and Saints quarterback Drew Brees and his offense are going to find a way to pick through. It's all about, will Tennessee be able to score enough points at home to hang with New Orleans? I don't think so. Thus, I'm going to take the Saints on the road by the score of 31-27. Now, in Indy, it's going to be the 6-8 Indianapolis Colts hosting the 5-9 Carolina Panthers. Both of these teams came into the year with expectations of making the postseason. Has not worked out that way. Injuries for both clubs, and now it's just a matter of who is going to finish on a positive note. For the Colts, they've taken it on the chin in recent weeks, and I think being back at home will allow them to get some solid footing under them. Defensively, Indianapolis has to find a way to slow down Panthers running back Christian McCaffrey, because he is one of the more explosive players in this league. But I like the way that Jacoby Brissett has been playing. He's had his ups and downs, but I think he's going to go out there and give the folks in Indy a strong showing tomorrow afternoon at home. And I think that'll be the difference in this one. I'm going to take the Colts at home by the score of 30-24. Now, down in South Florida, it's going to be the 1-3 Cincinnati Bengals clashing with the 3-11 Miami Dolphins. Cincinnati has all but wrapped up the first overall pick in the 2020 NFL draft due to the fact that the Giants won last Sunday. While this Miami team, yeah, they're 3-11, but they have been playing better of late. I want to see this Dolphins team finish off strong. They're playing hard for the young head coach and Brian Flores. And Cincinnati, after they had that one-game win streak, they went right back to their old mistakes last week at home versus New England Patriots. If Cincinnati cannot execute on either side of the football, they're going to have a long afternoon in this one. And I think Miami makes them pay. Yes, I'm going to take the Dolphins at home by the score of 27-20. Now, at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, it's going to be the 5-9 New York Jets hosting the 8-6 Pittsburgh Steelers. Pittsburgh lost a tough one at home last week to the Buffalo Bills, but they are still right in the mix to get a wild card spot in the AFC. It's going to come down to the Steelers' defense going up against the youngster at quarterback for the Jets in Sam Darnold. And I like the Steelers' chances, especially if they can put pressure on Darnold early with the likes of Devin Bush and Bud Dupree up front. Now, for the Steelers, we know that their offense, they've had their struggles with third-string quarterback Duck Hodges. It's all about the running game. Can they do something? Wide receiver Juju Smith is going to be a game-time decision, so that definitely limits what Pittsburgh can do offensively, but I think it comes down to their defense as well as their special teams in this contest. And I'm going to take Pittsburgh in a tight one, 23-19. Now, in Landover, you have the 3-11 New York Giants traveling to take on the 3-11 Washington Redskins. Don't pay attention to the records, folks. Why? Because I think this has the makings to be one of the better games of the weekend. Daniel Jones is expected to be starting at quarterback once again for the New York Giants. And you're going to have a pair of rookies going at it because the Redskins have been playing better of late on offense with rookie quarterback Dwayne Haskins. You look at the running backs. Will Saquon Barkley show the form once again that he showed last week versus the Miami Dolphins? And you can never count out the ageless wonder for Washington in Adrian Peterson. I like the way that rookie wide receiver Darius Slayton is playing for the New York Giants, and I think he can have a big time impact in this contest as they look to get their second win in a row. It's going to be a back and forth affair. I like how Washington has been playing of late, and I think they get the win at home tomorrow. Thus, I'm going to take Washington by the score of 30-27. Now, in the Mile High City, it's going to be the 5-9 Denver Broncos hosting the 3-10-1 Detroit Lions. Denver comes into this contest favored by a touchdown, and rightfully so, because I think their defense has an opportunity to pin their ears back and really come after young David Blah at quarterback in this one for Detroit. I like the way that this offense is looking right now for Denver under rookie quarterback Drew Locke. Philip Lindsay is always a hard runner, and Courtland Sutton is emerging as a playmaker for Denver. You put that all together, and I think the Broncos get the 24-17 victory. Now, in Carson, it's going to be the 5-9 Los Angeles Chargers hosting the 6-8 Oakland Raiders. The Chargers come into this contest favored by 7.5 points, and they've been a disappointing team all season long after making the playoffs last year. Inconsistency has been the name of the game for the Chargers. One week they look good, another week they don't. And after the strong start for the Oakland Raiders, the wheels have really fallen off, and I think it hit a low point for them last week when they suffered a loss in their final home game in Oakland. I think Phillip Rivers at quarterback will be up for the challenge in this one. I think this Chargers defense will do enough to put some pressure on Raiders quarterback Derek Carr, and I think the Lightning Bolts get the 30-23 victory at home. Now, the big one that everybody is talking about tomorrow, you're going to have the 7-7 Philadelphia Eagles hosting the 7-7 Dallas Cowboys with the NFC East Championship on the line. Dallas comes into this contest favored by 2.5 points. They have the talent in place. You look at quarterback Dak Prescott, who's having the best season of his career, veteran running back Ezekiel Elliott, wide receiver Amari Cooper, and a solid defense. But the thing is, it always has not come together for the Cowboys. Dallas was able to establish some momentum for themselves last week with a big time win at home versus the Rams, and for them to do it 2 weeks in a row, they have to get the running game with Ezekiel Elliott going early, as there will be some opportunities versus this Eagles defense. For Philly, they've been another up and down team as well. 1 week they'll look like world beaters, and the next week they'll struggle with a team like the Washington Redskins or the New York Giants. Both of these clubs are Jekyll and Hyde. It's a classic toss-up, and I'm going to take Philly at home by the score of 31-30. Now, out in the desert, you're going to have in the Pacific Northwest, rather, you are going to have the 11-3 Seattle Seahawks hosting the 4-9-1 Arizona Cardinals. And for Seattle, there is plenty at stake, because right now they have the inside track to have home field advantage throughout the NFC playoffs. Quarterback Russell Wilson is playing like an MVP, while the youngsters around him on both sides of the football are bringing it all together. I look for the Seahawks defense to really make life tough for Cardinals rookie quarterback Kyler Murray, as he will be running around the field and CenturyLink all afternoon long. Seattle comes into this contest favored by 9 points. Take the over, and I'm going to take the Seahawks at home by the score of 34-24. The Sunday night affair has the 10-4 Kansas City Chiefs traveling to take on the 7-7 Chicago Bears. Kansas City has already wrapped up the AFC West, but they want to keep the pressure on the New England Patriots as they are looking to get a first round bye. You look at the arm of Patrick Mahomes at quarterback, as he is one of the best in the business, but it will be imperative for this Chiefs offensive line to give him some protection, because with the likes of Khalil Mack up front, it could be a long night for him. Defensively for Kansas City, they've been up and down this year, more down than up, but they're facing a Bears offense that has been stagnant at best at most times. I think the Bears will be competitive in this contest, but I'm not sure if they're going to be able to score enough points to hang with Kansas City. Thus, I'm going to take the Chiefs on the road by the score of 27-20. And finally, on Monday Night Football, you're going to have the 11-3 Green Bay Packers traveling to take on the 10-4 Minnesota Vikings, as the Packers are looking to wrap up the NFC North. No Dalvin Cook at running back for Minnesota, and that's huge, because that means that it's going to be more on quarterback Kirk Cousins to try to go out there and get the job done versus this Packers defense. I like the way that the Vikings play at home, especially on the defensive side of the ball, and they want to try to get Aaron Rodgers scrambling around in that pocket, but more importantly, they want to try to frustrate him, because we know that when Aaron Rodgers begins to scramble, he is still a dangerous quarterback. Bottom line for Minnesota, when they get the ball, they've got to get sevens and not settle for threes, and they have to force Green Bay into long drives, really frustrate Aaron Rodgers before he can really try to chuck that ball down deep, and that could be a difference in this contest. But even with the injury to Dalvin Cook, I still like Minnesota at home, and I'm going to take the Vikings by the score of 30-24. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, have a good day, and enjoy the NFL action this weekend.